Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
It is Friday. It's a holiday weekend. Hope you get a chance to spend some time with people you love. A lot of people in the car on the way to the cabin. The start of up north season is here. I always tell people, if you don't have a cabin, think about going south. Very underrated parts of Minnesota as you get down to like the Cannon River, Red Wing. I love that part of the state. So take advantage of it. It is that time of year, and it is this time of the show when we do the D Rush Hour news headline.
Now, time to get you caught up on some of the biggest stories of the day. These are the D Rush Hour headlines.
Good evening. Our top story.
This just in.
Our top story.
And we begin tonight.
We begin with the lead.
And our lead story is the Timberwolves. The Timberwolves are back. Back in town, back on home court, and my goodness, it couldn't come soon enough after a tough start. You know, when you run into the number one team in basketball, that's how it goes sometimes on their own court. But we're ready for our team to come back to the Twin Cities. It's going to be a lot of fun here in downtown Minneapolis on Saturday and on Monday. Mike Grawl, the Timberwolves and Lynx Chief Marketing Officer, is with us. It's a busy time for you, Mike, because the Lynx in action tonight, the Timberwolves tomorrow night, and here we go.
Yeah, Jason, it's great to be with you, and it's a great time here for a lot of reasons, basketball being one of them for sure, like you mentioned. Lynx in town tonight. We've got three games in 4 days, and we're excited for all of them.
Tell us, for fans that are going to be taking part, at that are lucky enough to have tickets, well, first of all, are there still any tickets available if people want to try to get in the house for game three or game four?
Yeah, tickets are never truly sold out, Jason, because fans do have the ability to resell their tickets. So we encourage fans to purchase, though, to get verified tickets through Timberwolves.com/tickets. That's the official marketplace for Timberwolves tickets. Never truly sold out. It will be a capacity crowd. It will be rocking to the nth degree. Like you said, Oklahoma City took care of business in Oklahoma City. They did what they had to do when their first two home games, and we're looking for fans to show up and show out for our first two home games on Saturday and Monday night.
No, you're right. So I'm looking at the ticket site right now because you have those fan resale tickets available. You can get in for $140. That looks like the cheapest ticket. Or if you want to sit like in the Chad Hartman seats, those are available for $10,000. If you want to be in row A. That's not a bad seat. That's not a bad seat. It's a little more than I think I'm ready to spend, but, you know, somebody out there is ready for this, Mike.
Yeah, I tell you, there is something for everyone. And if you are wanting to come downtown and experience it firsthand, which I encourage fans to definitely do that, because there's nothing better than NBA basketball in the postseason. And when you get to this point of Western Conference Finals, it is like nothing else. But it's about getting together no matter where you are. And for fans who do come in to Target Center on Saturday or Monday, it is still a Moonlight Wild presented by our friends at Sprite on Saturday and Target on Monday, a free fan giveaway, white T-shirts for all fans in the house and attendance. But if you're not downtown, and you know people have holiday plans too, and you're right, lake life season's tipping off, right? So if you're out in Minnetonka, we have a watch party for our home game 3 and 4 at Maynard's. We're also at Back Channel Brewery, where we've got some prizes and some things for fans out there as well. So we're going to be where you are. We also, with our friends at Michelob Ultra, we've got Bar Network Wolves Watch. And if you go to Timberwolves.com/watchwolves, you'll see a list of all the participating establishments throughout the state, not just in the Twin Cities region, but statewide. Go find your friends. Go find new friends, quite frankly, and together. And not only watch, but listen to the games together, because there is nothing better than being with fellow sports.
Yes, for sure. For sure. Mike Grahl is with us from the Timberwolves. Yeah, I love that idea, the idea of celebrating the lake life and getting out there and having those watch parties. Perfect idea, right?
Yeah, indeed. And our friends at Quick Trip and Chick-fil-A are also fueling fans up tomorrow for game 3. If you're a coffee drinker, you want a fountain soda at any point during the day, download the Timberwolves app. There's participating Quick Trip locations that will fuel you up with a cup of coffee or soda. And then lunchtime, too, we're fueling up with our friends from Chick-fil-A, a free 8-piece chicken McNugget that's normally reserved when opposing team misses two.
Right, the brickin' for chicken.
Brickin' for chicken, yeah, but that's coming out. The Chick-fil-A nuggets are available for fans tomorrow during the day between 11 and 7.
Ah, that's pretty
Crunch
good.
Is going to be running around with the dancers and action pack as well, so go check that
Mike,
out.
Mike, do you think that is the best promotion that the NBA ever came up with? I mean, the brickin' for chicken thing is pretty brilliant.
It is up there. I tell you what, Jason, I mean, you've been there, you've experienced it firsthand. It doesn't matter what the score is at any point in that fourth quarter, when fans have a chance to win chicken. And again, no matter where you're sitting in the building, there's energy.
What's funny to me, Mike, do people understand that it costs like $4? Like I mean, it's not that big of a price, but it's unbelievable. And it's for sure, like, my teenagers, it's what they talk about the next day. Like, oh, I'm going to get my chicken. Like, all right. It's pretty good.
Yep, it's a win. It's a win within a win a lot of times, and that's what fans want. Again, it's that communal spirit of being a part of something big and feeling like you cheered something, an outcome of the game. Yeah. So, for sure.
Really good. All right, let's, maybe we can get some coffee in, like, Nas and Dante and kind of get these guys cooking for us on the home court Saturday and Monday. Yep. And go Lynx. The Lynx off to a 3-0 start, too. So tonight should be fun at Target Center.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And yes, indeed. And we have trust in both Coach Inch as well as Coach Reeve to keep things going. The Lynx obviously going for their fourth straight out of the gates here. And Finchie, he's a master. He's a master of his craft. And he'll get these guys to a place. And obviously, they'll be ready to play, defend home court. Our fans have been that sixth man, as our players said, all year long, and we're expected that to be the outcome here on Saturday and Monday.
Mike Grahl, the Chief Marketing Officer for the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Lynx. Thanks, Mike. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Jason. Have a good weekend.
Next up, the trade war is back. Oh, it's back, and it's better than ever. If you thought that Donald Trump was going to be done with it, you don't know Trump. The tariff talk sent the stock markets tumbling today. The Dow Jones down 250 points. The NASDAQ down 188. The S&P, all of this, it's about 0.6%. NASDAQ down 1% because Apple is in the crosshairs of President Trump now. He threatened to impose 50% tariffs on the EU, which I would file that under the art of the deal. That is for sure saying, hey, we thought we were like making deals here and you guys aren't making a deal. So here comes the screw getting tightened. Now, the Apple criticism is fascinating to me because do we as a country really want to make iPhones? Is that what we want to do? Do we think we can do this in a way that would still have your iPhone costing $700, $800. Some analysts have said that the idea of making the iPhone in America, even though the president said this, is a fantasy.
On Apple, you said this morning that if they don't make their iPhones in the U.S., you're going to hit them with a 25% tariff.
Right.
Do you have the power to tariff one single company? And why would you want to hurt an American company in that way?
It would be more. It would be also Samsung and anybody that makes that product. Otherwise, it wouldn't be fair. So anybody that makes that product, and that'll start on, I guess, at the end of June, it'll come out. I think we have that appropriately done by the end of June. So if they make that product. Now, again, when they build their plant here, there's no tariff. So they're going to be building plants here. But I had an understanding with Tim that he wouldn't be doing this. He said he's going to India to build plants. I said, that's okay to go to India, but you're not going to sell into here without tariffs. And that's the way it is. Yeah.
Well, why would you hurt an American?
Can build in the United States at a price that American consumers.
Oh, they can. No, they can. A lot of it's so computerized now. These plants are amazing if you look at them, but they can do that.
They can do that. I'm skeptical that making iPhones in the United States would double prices to $2,000. We've heard $2,000, $2,500, $3,000 for an iPhone. I highly doubt that would be the reality, but it would cost more. It would. And do we have the workforce? The other question is one of time. Are we even going to be using an iPhone as we enter this AI era? Different types of devices. Will this be the device by the time Apple builds these plants because Trump told them to? Are they going to be even necessary? I don't know. The stock market doesn't like when the trade war fires up, but the trade war has fired up again. One more story as we look at graduation throughout the country. Colleges have been graduating. High schools, I saw some high schools in the Twin Cities had graduation over this last week. Those graduations are going to be coming. But there's a video that has been catching fire all around the country. It is so smart that if you are the parent of a sixth grader, you should be doing exactly what the McCallie School did, which is have sixth graders on camera ask questions of themselves that they would answer senior year in high school.
Hey, Cannon, this is your sixth grade self. Remember me? I've got a few questions for you.
Hey, Will, this is your sixth grade self. I got a few questions for you.
Hi, Nikinji, this is your sixth grade self. Remember me? I have a few questions for you.
Hey, Christian, this is your sixth grade self, and I gotta ask you a few questions.
Hey, Ward, this is your sixth grade self. I've got a few questions for you.
Is your favorite hobby still solving a Rubik's Cube, just like me?
I thought it was so tough for being able to do that back in the day.
Hey, Ward, is your favorite food still Mexican?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Chipotle, for sure. Taco Mamacita.
Is your favorite movie still The Waterboy?
My favorite movie definitely is still The Waterboy. 100%. It's a classic.
Is your favorite subject?
Oh, it makes me tear up just seeing it. It's so cute. And goes to the fact that these kids, like, they're still kids. It is this amazing age. If you have a kid this age, which of course I do, it is that point where you're a little bit a child and a little bit a man or a woman. And it's weird. It's weird and it's beautiful. And what a great idea. Like, definitely the parents today that have that have phones and video and it's so easy. Start asking those questions and have those kids do it senior year. That is the lead in the D Rush Hour News headlines. Page 2 is coming your way in just a second. We will talk about what happens when you say that you're going to mess with some tax breaks that a big company expects. A way to slow down the aging process. Yes, we'll talk about that when we come back. D Rush Hour News headlines, page 2. What happens when you say you're going to mess with tax breaks for a giant business?
See ya. Yeah.
Wouldn't want to be ya.
Pretty much. Star Tribune reporting the obvious. Amazon saying it has suspended plans for a massive data center in Becker. State lawmakers and the governor have said they're going to reduce tax breaks for this these kinds of projects. It's a tricky deal, right? Because giant corporations are absolutely extorting taxpayers to get the benefits they want. But you also can't blame a company for picking the location based on the best deal they can get. Seattle-based Amazon saying, due to the uncertainty over how quickly it could obtain permits and utility agreements, are redirecting the resources to focus on other projects. Amazon's project would have been an Xcel Energy customer. The project would have cost billions of dollars to build. So these things don't create a lot of ongoing jobs. It's a data center. Huh? You know, how many employees do you have out there? But it is a big construction boom, and it is a huge customer of the power grid, which Xcel has said, hey, if we are sending so much electricity off to these data centers, it does mean that we can have lower prices for everybody else. Xcel's president in Minnesota said, due to confidentiality, he couldn't comment on it. The city administrator, Becker, said Amazon said, we're done. We're suspending work in Minnesota. The city administrator said, we hope they reconsider, but state lawmakers are looking at a, you know, this is the package that they're negotiating in secret. So you don't really get to have a real conversation about whether the benefits of these types of things are better than what the tax benefit being cut. So at the Capitol, they agreed to right now, data centers don't have to pay sales tax on electricity. And that's changing. And so Amazon's like, peace out. Finally, a way to slow down the aging process. It's not exactly the fountain of youth.
There it is, boys. The fountain of youth. Just like I told you. Well, that was worth the 8-year boat ride.
Family Guy. The fountain of youth is vitamin D. Bad news for us here in Minnesota. Good news for people who live in areas where the sun shines a little more often. Washington Post reported that people who have a higher vitamin D intake may be slowing down a biological process linked to aging. So before you go get your supplements, there's more research to be done. Most people in the United States are already getting enough vitamin D from diet and sunlight. We are not. But these researchers at Brigham and Women's Hospital and Harvard Medical School and other universities looked at something called telomeres. So, Dan, this would be a potential for your segment on Gong It or Greenlight It if you want to know more about telomeres. They are the protective caps of DNA code at the ends of chromosomes. And as you get older, your protective cap gets a little bit shorter, a little bit shorter. It's a biological clock.
That tracks, you know, in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, that's right. Just like over the years, same thing is happening. Shorter telomeres have been like, I don't know, who cares? So vitamin D. If that is going to be the fountain of youth, pretty good. Pretty good. A principal, a trip to Sweden, and a new approach to school lunch hour. You know, typical school lunch is noisy. It's chaotic. Star Tribune did a story about Lake Harriet Lower Elementary School in Minneapolis. And it's noisy. They've got kindergartners through second graders, and they're chatting. But they have parents seated at tables, grandparents too, adults there to visit, keep students in line. They can slide a divider in to put a stop to it if people are being too noisy or whatever. The idea came from a trip to Sweden. I thought this was so interesting. Minneapolis Public Schools for 20 years has taken part in this exchange program with educators in Uppsala, Sweden. So twice a year, they kind of host each other. And the co-leader of this program is Angie Ness, the principal of Lake Harriet Lower. So when they went to Sweden, she was like, why is this so different? And school lunch is just different in Sweden. They have curtains and drapes. They have a pretend plant or a placemat. They have live plants along the wall. It felt more like a dining room instead of like the cafeteria. And so the kids clear their own spaces. And the principal is like, this is so cool. It's more like, it doesn't cost anything to do it differently, but it makes it more like going to a regular restaurant. It's been a great success at that school. Pretty cool. That's the D Rush Hour News headlines. We're going to talk Twins baseball on the air on CCO tonight. First pitch after 7 o'clock, pregame at 6:30. Dan Hayes in just 3 minutes. Stick around.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Twins in town, and there is good news for our hometown team. Twins taking on the Royals from Kansas City this weekend. 7:10, first pitch tonight, and the best news for Twins fans, I think, as we welcome in Dan Hayes from The Athletic, is that Carlos Correa is back, Dan.
Yeah, great news. And symptom-free. And, you know, that's a couple days ago, that wasn't the case. So, you know, their big series, obviously, that they're starting after the abbreviated, messy, rain, slogged, whatever that, whatever you want to call that was.
It was a goofy, Cleveland. Yes. This, terrible rainy weather, long delays. What's with the long delays? What do you think's going on there?
Unfortunate timing. You know, it's funny because across the river, they've had 13 rainouts this season. When we were in Cleveland and we got through with those delays, those couple days, they got rained out like, you know, minor league plays 6 games a week, Tuesday through Sunday. And they got rained out like 3 or 4 times in Columbus while we were, you know, sneaking through. So it's just been weird weather. It's everywhere. It's happening everywhere. But the Twins have had, I think, 9 games now impacted by rain. So enough, uncle. And it's funny because, you know, this weekend looks pretty good.
Right.
And I'm not in town. I'm pretty sure I'm the rain king.
That might be it. So,
yeah.
Well, stay away. Stay away. I mean, think of what would happen tonight if we have massive rain. Because there are a lot of people who have worked so hard to get the Princess Leia kind of hairdo down.
Oh, man. Oh, it could be messy.
It is Star Wars night.
Think about, you know, those things, you know, a lot of those Chewbacca costumes already get drenched with sweat. Oh, but sweat and rain, that would probably smell like wet dog. That would not be good.
Horrible. So. There is an aroma, for sure. If you smell something coming from the area of Target Field, it is, without a doubt, the Chewbacca costume people. They must be stopped. And there is a Carlos, Isn't there a Carlos bobblehead?
Where he's dressed as a Jedi.
Dressed as a Jedi. Yeah.
Yes.
So is that...
He's a huge Star Wars fan. I mean, he is a... Like, his kids are named Kylo and Kenzo. So, like, gives you an idea how much he loves Star Wars. So, it's fitting that he gets the bobblehead tonight. And
that's cool.
Fitting that he gets back in time for the
game.
Is
that why he's back? Because he didn't want to... Yeah, that's it, right?
It is. It's totally out...
So Carlos did talk to reporters before the game and before the warm-ups and everything. What do we know? You said he's symptom-free.
Yeah, he's symptom-free. The first couple days, he said he had dizziness, he had headaches, his thoughts were slow. He just, you know, he's a quick-thinking guy. And we saw it when he went on TV a few years ago for TBS in the postseason after his first year with the Twins. I mean, he's just great at taking complex things and turning them to layman's terms and doing it quickly. And he said he was just anything but that for 2 or 3 days and just in a fog. And, you know, I think when I talked to you guys last week, he was doing okay at the time, but clearly he still wasn't out of it. Like he was walking around, he was smiling, but clearly he said that he wasn't feeling good. But one thing he did was credit the training staff, because he said he felt prepared for basically every step of this, what was going to come next, what to expect, and it made it an easier experience. He said, because this is his first concussion, whereas this is Byron Buxton's third since 2019, you know, this is a new experience for him. And he said that he was as prepared as you can be to handle it. And I think, you know, feels pretty good and fortunate to be back as quickly as he can be.
Update on Byron Buxton. Those two collided, of course. That's what led to the concussion. What do we know about Byron?
Yeah, just Wednesday, because, you know, players are not allowed to talk until they're activated. And so Wednesday, what we were told was that Byron was taking good steps, but he was just a little bit behind Carlos. And I think that's, you know, just a symptom of having previous concussions. He'd had some migraines early on, was feeling slow and groggy, apparently, according to their trainer, Nick Paparesta, but was starting to ramp things up, and that was seen as a good sign. But as far as when, you know, they don't put timelines on these things, especially because all it takes is you waking up the next day after doing some activity and feeling bad and resetting you. So, you know, it was good to hear they thought that his progress was good, and he could show up any day, but we won't know until, you know, they have more clarity.
Dan Hayes covers the Twins for The Athletic, and I wanted to give you a minute to talk a little bit about this really great piece you did about LaTroy Hawkins.
Oh, that was so much fun to talk to him. You know, he decided at age 47 the way he described it was to practice what he preached, because he's been talking to his daughter who was going to college that fall, and he was talking to his nephews about the importance of college. And, you know, he had gotten a scholarship to Indiana State, but he really didn't entertain it when the Twins drafted him in the seventh round in 1991. So he decided to go back, and really he went back with no reason other than to go back. Like, this isn't like he's going to get an internship out of this and for a new career, right? He's the Twins. He's very happy doing what he's doing, working in baseball. He's doing about 20 games as an analyst. He is a roving instructor and working on their draft. Like, he has his hands in so many different parts of the front office. And beyond that, he does some pitching coach duties for Team USA. So he's satisfied with the career, but he decided to go back to college. He did online because it wouldn't interfere with baseball. He can get up and do early mornings, but, you know, he graduated May 4th, and there's a really cool picture out there of him, and he went to Southern New Hampshire University, which he was pretty honest about it. He said, look, he got into Baylor, he got into Rice after junior college, and he was looking at it, and he's like, look, I'm doing this sort of just to show these guys I can do this, but, like, why would I spend all this money?
Right.
So he chose not to go to Baylor or Rice because, you know, if you're proving a point, I don't think you need to spend $100,000 to prove it.
Those schools are super expensive and very difficult to get into also, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it was really funny because he was like, you know, SNHU is like $333 a credit hour. And he's like, so this is much more middle of the road.
Yeah.
And
can I have LaTroy talk to my kids? I mean, I got an NYU and a USC kid. Like, I'm going broke here.
Yeah. That's a good plan. But yeah, he definitely, it was really cool just to talk to him about the whole experience, because he and his daughter got a chance to kind of see eye to eye. She was going through school and struggling herself. And right in the pandemic year, she went as a freshman. She had to move home. Like, she had a rough experience. She's going to go back now, she said, because she's inspired. She's got a full-time job just like him. Doesn't need to go back, but I think she has a better idea of the direction of her life. And it was just a fun story to talk to him about, because that guy's just so fascinating. His social media is amazing.
Yes.
You know, good dude. And
had that great picture. If you're watching us on YouTube right now at the WCCO Radio YouTube, I'm sharing the picture of LaTroy with the whole team.
Yeah. He got to tour, cool. And they were the national champs in Division II a couple of years ago. He said they have great baseball facilities. It's in Manchester, which is about an hour north of Boston. He went out for the graduation. They had guys had students fill out questionnaires about themselves, and his was so spectacular, you know, a 21-year major league career that they decided to highlight him. And so he has to stand up in the middle of all this. And I think that was my favorite part, was because he didn't tell me this, but his daughter said that he was nervous for graduation. And she's like, wait a minute, you played 21 years in the majors. You're nervous? He's like, yes. And he's like, I haven't been in the limelight in a long time. And so he said, getting back was so weird. He's like, when you're a pitcher, you're looking for the attention. You expect to be booed and yelled at. When you're graduating college, you know, you're just doing this. You're not really doing this for the attention. So a really, really cool story. And I'm just glad he was open to talking about it. Cause I think, you know, there's a lot of people in the comments, and don't read the comments ever, but you know, in the comments on this one, people were talking about how they were going back to school, and they graduated at age 52. And he jumped in the comments and he was congratulating all these people who'd done similar to him. It was really fun to work on.
It's really cool. You can check it out at theathletic.com. Really good stuff. Dan, thank you. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. We appreciate it.
All right, you too. Yeah. Hey, thanks, Jason.
There he goes. Dan Hayes from The Athletic. We'll take the temperature of the team and get you ready for Tubbsy, the Tubbsy experience coming your way after us right here on CCO. All right, I love this. I love the thermometer. I'm going to be using it this weekend for a little Memorial Day gathering. But if we were to take that Chef IQ wireless thermometer, stick it in the Minnesota Twins, Dan Cook.
Just seems a little bit rude on our part to do that.
Like,
but
you know, I mean, in a, you know, appropriate, like under the armpit.
I would say warm. It's a little difficult because those Cleveland games were sort of, I don't know what you do with those, because they're rainy and they were terrible and awful. You know, team had been playing pretty well coming in. It was nice after the winning streak got snapped to go ahead and get that first game from Cleveland.
Yep.
That was big, especially the way that they won it, because that usually has gone the other way when the Twins and Cleveland play.
I mean, they split Cleveland. They it split. Was sort of a nothing.
Sort of, yeah. So it was kind of so, you know, you want to keep riding that streak. Getting Carlos back is good if it's good Carlos. If it's the Carlos we saw too much of in the first couple of months there in the season, I don't know. But you'd rather have him than not have him.
That's
You know, obviously. But, it'll be really interesting to see what they do against Kansas City here.
I'm with you. I think right now this is an interesting series, because Cleveland, the Twins, and the Royals are all five games out.
Yeah, right in that second tier behind
right in the
Detroit,
second tier.
Who's just been red hot this year. So,
but you can have, I mean, if you take two out of three, if you take all three against Kansas City, you're cooking.
Yep.
So.
And if you lose two out of three, you know, it's not.
It also doesn't matter.
It's not a disaster.
Right.
But it's, you know.
Right. That's not going to happen, is it? What do you. You seem a little negative.
I just, you know, you don't know. That's the trouble with this team right now is I have no clue.
You don't know, yeah.
I have no clue what's going on. Because that streak, the way that they built that offensively. When you see some of the guys that they were running up to the plate there, I still have no clue how they were scoring as many runs as they were scoring. The pitching's been outstanding.
Pitching's been
great. I got no problems with the pitching. But, I mean, they're running guys up to the plate that, you know, weren't with the team in spring training and were taken off the scrap heap and Cody Clemens has been fantastic, and that's great, but you know, how sustainable is this without your big guns being your big guns?
Hard to know, but they have put up a lot of runs.
Yeah, they have. I mean, you can't argue with that.
I mean, 7-0 over the Brewers, 8-6 over the Orioles in one of those games. Yeah, I mean, we are worried about offense. They've had offense.
It's just been over the course of the year. When you take the full sample, it's been wildly inconsistent. So you don't know what you're going to have coming into this weekend.
Good reason to go out the ballpark.
Hence, warm.
I think warm is correct. Yeah. I agree with you 100%. We go with warm. We hope we're hot after the weekend.
There you go.
Go to the game tonight. Go or listen to it right here on
CCO. Saturday would be pretty perfect. 1:10 first pitch on Saturday.
I know. I was trying to see if the company had any tickets Saturday because Alyssa and I don't have much going on.
Sure.
And they said no. They're like, you know what, Duresha? Buy your own damn ticket. Is what they said.
Kind of crazy talk is that?
I'm like, I got 24 hours to try to line up maybe one of my friends at the Minneapolis club. I know when you're a member of the club, I just got an email. They said, we have Twins tickets. But I assume they're like, I mean, are they Minneapolis club? Can I afford? You know what I mean? Like, is this like in the big leather chairs and the fancy spreads? I don't know. I was at the Minneapolis club last night. I should have asked him. That is going to do it for us. We'd love if you'd give us subscribe to the YouTube channel. YouTube, search WCCO Radio. If you subscribe, if I get another 100 people to subscribe, I think Dan and I get a raise.
We do?
I don't know. Maybe you get a thermometer. I'll give you. I can take the temperature of the cook. Tell you where I'll stick that thermometer, too. Got a good couple ideas for it.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.